Good afternoon. It's a disappointing game. Losing's never easy. We weren't good enough today. Give Pittsburgh credit. They played very well. We've let opportunities slip through our hands for the last 2 weeks. Still have games left in this season and opportunities to play. The men in that room, in that locker room there, have a lot of character. And I believe in them, believe in our coaches, and we will bounce back and play well. We've lost some of the control that we had in our own future, but we will bounce back and be ready to play this next week. I'll take questions.
Does Jason have a concussion?
Jason has a concussion. Let me finish up with the other injury that we had. Tank Carter has a shoulder injury, and Buster Skrine has rib injury. I talked to the officials about that and felt like he was hit in the head on that. They didn't feel that way. He was hit in the shoulder.
What does this do to you? I mean, are you guys going to start looking right now for another quarterback?
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's evaluate and see where Jason is, and we'll talk tomorrow about that. But that's a possibility. Well, it's anytime your quarterback goes down, it's tough. And, he actually went down twice in the game and then had to come out, obviously, on that one. But that's part of football. I mean, next guy has to step in and be able to go and operate. And, we'll get, Brandon ready to play this week if he needs to play and start this game. Yeah, I mean, the one, and we'll look at the tape and evaluate the whole game. Obviously, the one they were able to get behind him, I think he just stopped on the play, but I'll get a look at it tomorrow.
So even before Campbell re-injured his ribs, has his ribs limited him in the last two games?
Talking to him, I don't feel that's the case, that he's indicated that hasn't been a problem. So I can only go by that. And again, we'll look at the tape and see what it looks like.
He came out to a pretty good first quarter. I think it was like 6-8 with a 97 rating. I mean, was this a game that you felt that there were opportunities for him to heat up and get things rolling maybe?
Yeah, I mean, he did have some success and did some good things in the game. I felt like there was some key times where we had some opportunities with good field position and just weren't able to capitalize on them in the first half there. And then certainly the turnovers, anytime you turn the ball over, and we had four of them on the day, and those resulted in scores, that's going to hurt you. And it did. It hurt us badly.
How much of it is a blow if you have to do without Campbell for, a game or two or whatever the case may be? How much of a blow is that for your team?
Yeah, like I said, we'll get whoever the quarterback is next week, we'll get them ready to play. And we'll go out and guys will rally behind him, whoever it is, and we'll play.
And how deflating is it? 2 weeks ago, everybody's talking about making a run into the division, and all of a sudden, you probably have to win out to get to the playoffs.
Well, that's part of it. We had opportunities. Like I said, we let them slip through our fingers. Now we can't control everything. The only thing we can control is ourselves and how we play and how we respond, and let everybody else do what they need to do. Yeah, I thought he had the ball pretty tight. It was a great play from Polamalu, looked like to me on the replay. And, you have to protect it in those situations. I thought that we had something going on that drive there right before the half. And obviously that turnover, and then they were able to get, I think, a field goal out of that. That was a big swing in the game.
Do you get a sense that you're –
Well, we're not getting those results. I think that as you look at the games, and I think that's the key, is you have to look at each game and say, hey, what were the things that went wrong or what didn't we do well? What things did we do well? And, what are the plays we need to make? What are the things we need to do to take the next step. And that's what we've talked about, and that's what we'll continue to talk about. And we'll take that step. It's going to happen. In the future, I told these guys, the future's going to be bright. You know, tomorrow's going to be a better day. And, you know, that's the way we're approaching it. And I believe that. I truly believe that.
Skill player standpoint, it seems like it's Josh Gordon, and you're just not getting very much from anybody else. Is that hamstringing you guys?
Well, Josh obviously played and had a big game and has been playing at a high level, and today he did. You know, we have to find some other guys to make plays as well. I think Jordan made a few today. You know, and again, we just have to be more consistent in what we're doing.
Did you say something about Josh, that you still put up numbers at the end of the game? I mean, it looked like you were still running hard when you scored.
Yeah, I think all the guys were. I think everybody, you know, played and continued to play hard and competed. And, you know, we were able to get to where we were within two scores and, you know, onside kick. And, you know, I didn't see any quitting out there at all today. And, I mean, that's just not this team. And that's why, you know, I expect them to respond. And, you know, the character of the guys in that locker room, they will respond.
So you saw Roethlisberger before last time you were here. What do you see different now? And do they do things differently on offense?
You know, I think they're doing a lot of the same things and the things he does well. You know, he's hard to tackle. He's hard to bring down. You saw it today. There were a few key plays where we had a chance and couldn't get him on the ground, and he gets out of it and, you know, completes a pass, you know, or gets the ball off and throws it somewhere. You know, he's a great player, and it's you know, he's a tough guy to play against because of those things, and you know it. You know what you have to do. It's just hard to do it against him.